In the headlines, Barbados concludes IMF program with Prime Minister Motley hailing it a success. BLP candidate for St. James North outlines detailed agriculture program for residents. The Democratic Labour Party stoutly defends its selection of new St. Philip North candidate. And Barbadian men again urged to seek prostate cancer screening. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has declared a successful end to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, program, which started in 2018. The Prime Minister addressed the media at an exit meeting with the IMF mission at Ilaro Court yesterday, reporting that Barbados now has 7 months of reserves compared to 3 weeks before entering the program. However, the Prime Minister stated that Barbados will still be courting the IMF going forward.
We have determined that we will keep our relationship open with the fund. We will discuss with the social partnership what that relationship should be. It is at this stage likely to be what I call speed dial, standby, what they call precautionary standby, which simply means that if at some point in the next 3 months or 6 months or 9 months the overcast conditions change into showers or floods or high winds, that instead of having to go through a lengthy process to get help, you literally press speed dial, one button, and everything is there.
Prime Minister Motley further stated that Barbados still has some issues to resolve to get fully out of the woods.
I go to sleep worrying about skills. And I go to sleep worrying about who is going to be able to come to work to do the jobs that we need doing, not just because of population decline alone, but because the complexity of government requires a range of different skills, all of which are not necessarily available in small states. That's why the IMF and other countries have set up CARTAC. And CARTAC for many years has been offering very technical skills to countries in the region. But sometimes we need to go even further. And one of the benefits of this...
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Barbados Labour Party candidate in the upcoming by-election, Chad Blackman, outlined an agricultural plan for the constituency of St. James North. One, he says, has already started to garner support from residents. Speaking in Husband St. James last night at the BLP's second campaign meeting, Blackman promised the start of a farming cooperative backed by branding and an online platform.
The purpose now for us is to create the St. James North Agricultural Initiative, which allows for all, not some, but all of the persons who now ply their trade in this small way in agriculture to come together under a cooperative of St. James North for Agricultural Development. The second thing, therefore, you now have the ability to market your goods under a single brand, so that when you now go to a supermarket, you're not just going as a small player, but you're now part of a larger team enjoying good branding at a high quality that persons can now benefit from your produce. In addition to that, we have to come into the age of technology. You should also be able to, if you want to order a piece of pork, part of it as well is to ensure that there's both a website and an application that allows for people to do this from the comforts of their homes.
BLP candidate for St. James North, Chad Blackman. Also taking the platform for the first time during the campaign was retired MP for the constituency, Edmund Hinkson. Mr. Hinkson took the Democratic Labour Party to task for its charges of neglect, outlining his track record over the last 7 years.
Not one thing the Democratic Labour Party did. So for a Democratic Labour Party candidate to say that we were neglectful and the Barbados Labour Party has been neglectful of St. James North, well, I empathize with her saying that, because she only discovered St. James North 3 weeks ago. What did you do for St. Albans Primary School? Why in the 15 years, I was giving awards on speech days and sports days at St. Albans Primary School. I never saw you around. What did you do for St. Albans Anglican Church? I never saw you there. What did you do for the Dugland Road New Testament Church of God? Did you help them at Christmas as I did?
Retired Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson. Meantime, Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon, said last night she was confident Barbadians would do what is right come May 21st and made an appeal for the support of residents.
You know someone in St. James North, pick up the phone and give them the call. I think it's time to do that intervention on my behalf. I think I usually am the advocating on behalf of others. I think it's time that I ask for your help. We do not have much time. May 21st is around the corner. I need you to pick up that phone. If you're in the constituency, if you're passing around, let them know that you know Ms. Dujon, you've known of my work, and you know that I'm more than capable to serve in my best capacity. So I believe that I have faith and trust in the people of Barbados to act upon my behalf.
DLP St. James North candidate Felicia Dujon. DLP President Andre Worrell is dismissing claims that former St. Philip North MP and King's Counsel Michael Lashley was denied an opportunity to be interviewed to be the candidate for the party when general elections are called in Barbados. Attorney at law and political newcomer Simon Clark replaces the DLP longtime member on the ticket. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, Senator Worrell said Mr. Lashley has been contacted on several occasions to be interviewed for candidacy, but did not give a response.
Mr. Lashley, as the former caretaker of the party, was included in the committee's chat, and they reached out to him on several occasions to have interviews. We also reached out to him as well as part of the party in terms of conducting our interviews. At the time, there were no responses to the request of the interviews, and every single process which the St. Philip branch took in terms of planning for all of their meetings, Mr. Lashley was consulted first and gave the first opportunity to decide whether he wanted to speak at the meeting, if he would be available. They even tried as much as possible to accommodate his schedule in terms of the planning of their meeting.
Starcom Network News reached out to Mr. Lashley for a comment, but calls went unanswered. The president of the Barbados Cancer Society is once again urging men to get screened for prostate cancer. Speaking at the launch of the CMIX Prostate Cancer Fair, Professor David Rosin highlighted the high incidence of the disease in Barbados and emphasized the importance of early detection. He noted that several testing options are available.
Prostate cancer being the commonest cancer here in Barbados, and I have a feeling that it probably has the least screening. If we take the number of women who come forward to be screened for breast cancer, it's much greater than men coming forward for prostate cancer screening. So my plea is, it's not difficult to have a little blood test. And if you really hate that, let me tell you, for colon cancer, you have to have a much worse test. Or you can actually even just have a saliva test now. It is much more sensitive, much more specific. So I still suggest that you have a PSA test. If it's raised, then have it repeated. If it's still raised, then you should go forward and have PROSTEST, which is a DNA genomics testing for specific and sensitive for prostate cancer.
Professor David Rosin, who added screening should begin at age 50 or as early as 40 for those with a family history of the illness. Recapping the headlines, Barbados concludes IMF program with Prime Minister Motley hailing it as a success. BLP candidate for St. James North outlines detailed agriculture program for residents, and the Democratic Labour Party stoutly defends its selection of a new St. Philip North candidate. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.